Report: Target security guard punches woman in face after she demands reparations. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 12, 2023. Surveillance footage from a Blue Ash, Ohio Target appears to show the moment a loss prevention officer punched a woman in the face after she reportedly started an altercation while demanding reparations. 37-year-old Karen Ivory compared herself to civil rights icon Rosa Parks after accosting a Target manager, ultimately leading to a loss prevention officer allegedly punching her in the face. "This is my Rosa Parks moment," Ivory reportedly told officers after the October 2022 incident at a Target store. According to the police report, Ivory asked the Target cashier to speak with the manager about reparations while she was trying to pay for her $1,000 grocery bill. Once the manager arrived, Ivory continued her demands for reparations before becoming upset and aggressively walking toward the manager. Ivory kept berating her about reparations and her privileged life while walking toward the manager, the police report explained. Next, 28-year-old loss prevention officer Zach Cotter arrived on the scene to try and defuse the situation. Cotter reportedly asked Ivory to calm down and leave, but she then screamed at him and followed him into his office. After Cotter unsuccessfully tried to shut the office door on Ivory, she made her way in, leading Cotter to punch Ivory directly in the face. Officers arrived on the scene, reviewed security footage from the incident, determined Ivory was the aggressor, and then arrested her. Ivory was confrontational with officers on the scene and didn't want to explain her actions, the police report added. In an apparent video of the incident, Ivory can be heard telling officers she wanted to speak with the manager so we could have a larger conversation about how money works, and how the provision works, and how it's been working in our community in a very wrong way. Ivory was convicted of disorderly conduct, sentenced to one day in jail at the Hamilton County Justice Center, and paid a $110 fine, according to reports. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.